free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's September the 9th, 2019. Wake up, America. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at what's going on with government as we now have grab your children, barricade yourself in the house because Congress has returned to Washington, and they're going to be coming for everything that you've got. Your rights, your liberties, your properties, everything, everything. And we just to remind everybody, we had another Republican, Roy Blunt, yesterday, on one of the Sunday shows, talking about how, you know, we're waiting for President Trump. Tell us what he wants to do in terms of taking your guns. And said, yeah, we had Mitch McConnell saying that last week. Yeah, we did. We did. So you understand that there is a bipartisan effort afoot to take away the Second Amendment. And we had the number three Democrat, Clyburn, say that very thing. I'm going to play you the clip. He said, We couldn't get the Bill of Rights passed today. There is no support for those first 10 amendments. You know, that's the Bill of Rights. You had to explain that to people. That's the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. There's no support for that anywhere today. He goes, you see what they're doing with the Second Amendment? I don't even think they support the First Amendment. It's like, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it, especially the people in his party. And he's no defender of either the First or the Second Amendment. He's just letting you know. We had over the weekend, we had the Forbes story that came out. And again, like Clyburn, the Forbes story, these are people who have constantly pushed for censorship of InfoWars and other people on social media and asking why. Why? My show and others are on YouTube. So Forbes comes out. They've somehow discovered, before the government classified it, they somehow discovered that the government was demanding from Apple and from Google information about everybody who had downloaded a particular app, Obsidian 4. Now, this is an app that helps you to calibrate a specific gun sight. And so the government said, we want you to turn over information on anybody who downloaded this app from the Apple Store or from the Google App Store. And we want their phone numbers, their all the private information that you have on these people. No investigation of that company, quite frankly. They're not concerned about not alleging that anything is wrong with having a gun sight, at least not for now. Not for now. And no allegation that anybody who downloaded it did anything wrong. And I'm going to tell you what they're coming after with this, and I'm also going to tell you when we come back. Coming from Forbes magazine, I think that this is a shot across the bow. They're trying to get people normalized into understanding exactly how your data is being compromised. I've said this a very long time. This entire process is a partnership between big government and big tech to set up a tyranny that you can't even imagine. And most people still don't imagine where this is going. As we had Google and Apple and Twitter, all these different tech companies, Microsoft, all meeting at the Facebook headquarters with government officials saying, we have to secure the elections. Yeah. Don't worry about that. These same people, these same organizations, these same institutions. By the way, nobody who has pushed this phony insider attempt of a coup over the last couple of years, not a single person is being prosecuted by Attorney General Barr. And there's not going to be any institution reform of any of these institutions either. If they're not going to prosecute a single person, they're not going to do anything to change these organizations. And now they are spreading this out. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the fact that Think Progress went out of business. As I tweeted out, it's because nobody wanted what they were pushing. The InfoWars, they had to shut us down by mandate. We were very popular. We were the number one app on the Apple Store when they pulled it. But nobody wanted Think Progress. Nobody would even buy it at a discount fire sale. That tells you something right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video. Libertarian.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, September the 9th, year of our Lord, 2019. Wake up, America. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about new regulations coming out of the Obama administration. They're demanding that big tech docks gun owners. Wait a minute, did I say Obama administration? Isn't President Obama in charge? I see all these movements to dox gun owners. I thought it was Obama who was president. Oh, you would have a problem, wouldn't you, if it was Obama doing this? But when President Trump's administration does it, you don't have a problem. As a matter of fact, when I look at the headlines everywhere, what do I see? From conservative Trump supporters, the news organizations, whether we're talking about Breitbart or InfoWars, I say government demands Apple and Google release the names. See, it's the government. It's not President Trump. He's not the government. That's what I see from Breitbart. U.S. government asks Apple and Google to hand over gun owner data. Some other news outlets will say the Department of Justice demands it. Isn't it nice to have plausible deniability like that? Given a pass by people who say, hey, it's not him. It's not him. He has nothing to do with the government. He has no control over the Department of Justice or his attorney general or anybody else, right? Obviously not. Nobody's been prosecuted. Nobody's going to jail. As a matter of fact, they're meeting at Facebook headquarters, the government, same government officials. Same institutions that tried to overthrow this election are still using this whole Russiagate red herring. They're still using that to say, well, now we're going to have to protect the elections. We're going to have to protect. We've got election guard here, and we're going to have to make sure that nobody gets any false information out there, you know, like WikiLeaks did. Oh, but wait a minute. That wasn't false. What WikiLeaks put out there was the truth. What we put out was the truth. The people who are putting out false information in the news and the people who tried to rig the election are the ones who are doing news guard and election guard. Yeah, that's the amazing thing about this. Now, when I look at this, what is really happening? You know, is this the government? Is it the Department of Justice? Well, it's Trump's Department of Justice. This is the Trump administration, folks. That wants to dox gun owners. That's what we're talking about here. It's a Forbes magazine article that came out on Friday. And they said, this is an exclusive. They were the only ones to have this. Feds demand Apple. It's the feds. It's not, you know, it's not President Trump. It's not the Department of Justice. It's not AG Barr. None of these people have any responsibility, do they? I didn't care much for Harry Truman's administration, but at least he had the integrity to say the buck stops here. I tell you, the people in charge right now, President Trump and everybody else, can't stop passing the buck quickly enough, can they? And when I talk about this, I get people who respond on Twitter when I talked about this, said, trust the plan. I said, I have a plan that I trust. It's the Bill of Rights. It's the Constitution. And I don't trust people who swore to uphold that don't feel that they're bound to it. That's the plan that I trust. But what is going on? Well, this is Forbes, and I thought it was kind of odd that Forbes somehow had an exclusive on this because, you know, they're not really a pro-privacy group. They don't really care about people being doxxed, right? Certainly not gun owners. Yeah, they're allied somewhat with the Republicans on certain issues. But again, this is a news organization that has a very statist orientation. They defend the military-industrial complex like a good Republican news organization. And they defend going after your private data. You know, if it's in the name of national security, of course, right? But of course, you know, they're not calling for Hillary Clinton to be locked up. We've never had anybody who has violated national security to the extent that Hillary Clinton has. But not an issue. Not an issue. And coming up, we've got a back and forth that was on The View. You had Pamela Anderson, a friend and a defender of Julian Assange, went on The View. And it is absolutely amazing to see John McCain's daughter and Joy Behar and these others come after her. Megan McCain said, oh, he violated national security. It's like, well, what about Hillary Clinton? You know, she's not only walking around free, but she is, she was allowed to run for president. And then Joy Behar was upset because the information that Julian Assange put out there, she thought that had kept Hillary Clinton from being elected president. And it's like, well, Joy, if it's true, why wouldn't the voters need to be informed? That's why we have to have NewsGuard. And then in case you still get the information somehow, they have to have Election Guard where they can count the votes. You know, we look at this meeting this last week, as I said at the time, this was not, even in spite of other headlines, this was not about them being concerned about antitrust regulations. You know, we got lawsuits that are being filed officially today. They talked about it last week. Many different states are saying, well, we're going to file antitrust lawsuits against some of the big tech companies. I understand. And that's an appropriate thing to do. The problem is that if they have to go through the federal system, that's all going to be shut down. Because the federal system is a system that wanted Google and Apple to dox gun owners and anybody else that they think is a threat to them, that they don't agree with politically. So they're not going to allow anything really to happen with that lawsuit, number one. Number two, if you look at it, that antitrust lawsuit is not really about defending free speech. It's about business practices because that's all these people care about is money. They don't care about your God-given liberties. See, I don't need to have money as much as I need to have my freedom and my due process and my privacy and my free speech. But for the Republicans, it's just about money. Who's going to control the purse? I understand that's a very effective power. But it's not simply about the money. That's one of the reasons why this guy who is challenging President Trump, Mark Sanford, says, well, you know, I just think we need to get back to fiscal responsibility. And it's like that. First of all, he's not going anywhere. His only strength is in South Carolina. They just announced that the day before he announced that he was going to run against President Trump, they said, well, we're not even going to have a primary in South Carolina. So again, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but I don't want to get off the gun thing here. And I want to talk about this Forbes article because remember just in the last couple of months, it was back in June, I think, that Forbes had a article that was entitled, Alex Jones Evades Crackdown on Social Media. Look at this. He's somehow getting around this. And yeah, they're coming after Forbes, coming after Alex Jones like they were the Daily Beast or CNN. Yeah, these are big people. These are people who are big supporters of free speech and privacy, right? Next one that came out August the 31st. Why InfoWars isn't welcome on YouTube. Explaining why I should be taken off, why InfoWars should be taken off of YouTube. Pushing that type of thing. So these are not people who support the First Amendment. They don't support the Second Amendment either. Forbes is about making money. Typical money Republicans. Can't see anything but money. And of course, you know, pretending that they are something else helps them to get to that point. One of the things that they said was Forbes obtained it before the document was hidden from public view. It was supposed to have been sealed. Oh, gee, I wonder who gave them the tip-off inside the Department of Justice. And when you look at this, as they talk about, let's talk about the substance of what's happening here first. Own a rifle, got a scope to go with it, says Forbes. The U.S. government might soon know who you are, where you live, and how to reach you. And quite frankly, when I look at this and the source of where this is coming from, I have to say, and the government wants you to know that they're coming after you. When I saw this, I tweeted out, I'm downloading this app. This app? You possess this app? Well, the government wants information on you. I downloaded it. I said, everybody should do this, whether or not they own a gun or own this scope. I did the same thing with other activists because when we had the Echelon program back in the 1990s. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products, and I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better, and then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless. And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com.
Yeah. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we look at this, I would call it the Bilderberg meeting at Facebook's headquarters. That's really what we had there. A secret meeting, you know, nothing to see. And you've got, government agencies and big tech, the same government agencies that gave us the phony Russian narrative, used it to try to overthrow the election of President Trump for the last 2 years. Now they're using that same narrative, which for some reason, the Trump administration said, yeah, Russia tried to hack our election. No, they didn't. And yet, that narrative is now being used to say, well, we're going to have to safeguard the elections. How are they going to do that? They're going to do it by rigging the news that you hear, making sure you only hear one side of it, and that's a propaganda side from them. And then in case that doesn't work, they're going to count the vote. You know, they got news guard to do that. They've got election guard to do the other, and then they've got their censorship to do that. No, if you really wanted to come after them for their money, you wouldn't do the antitrust stuff. Yeah, I understand. They are a monopoly. I understand. It's a problem. But going through the federal courts is not going to work. You're not going to get anything effective there. I think what they were really more concerned about, if they're concerned about any kind of rules or regulations put on them, is not a lawsuit by a lot of different states. I think what they were really concerned about was the fact that California had enacted the first privacy laws on how they could use data. And we've seen this kind of restriction done in the European Union before, but it's never been done in by an American state. And understand that. That's action done at a state level. And I think California got that right. One of the few times they've gotten anything right. Because if you come after the fact that they are violating your privacy and selling your data to people, or in this particular case, you know, handing it over, which they may or may not do with this Forbes case. If they're handing over data, then that is really how they monetize their whole operation. The essence of big data, their business model, is to get you to come in, use their services for free, then they get all kinds of information about you, they monetize that, they sell it to other businesses, and of course, you know, they use it for advantage. As currency, as capital with the federal regulators to make sure that the way is paved for them, that nothing happens to them. And so if you were to come in and say you're not going to be able to sell that information without people's clear approval and knowledge of that, that would strike at the heart of what Google and Facebook do more than any antitrust regulation would ever do. Which brings us to this story. Conspiracy theorist that I am, I find it very interesting that somebody leaked this information, whether it was the government people who were meeting there at Facebook headquarters or whether it was the big tech companies that were meeting with the government people there at Facebook headquarters. But somebody released this information to Forbes to say they want to get all this information about anybody who's downloaded a specific GunScope app. And that'd be about 10,000 people who've downloaded that. And as I talk about this, I said, well, you know, if that is turned over by Apple and by Google, but Apple and Google have been really good about making sure they've refused these kinds of requests in the past. Isn't it interesting that as the California law to maintain your privacy of your data comes out, and as these people, governments and Apple and Google and everything, as they are meeting there, that this story would come out so that Forbes, somebody who's never cared about the First Amendment or the Second Amendment, openly hostile to a free press, so that Forbes could put this out there as a threat and then say, but don't worry because Google and Apple are going to protect your privacy. Really, right? You know, that's their whole business model, is taking away your privacy. I find that to be very coincidental, don't you? Isn't it convenient I think that's the opening salvo in them pushing back against this data privacy law. Because something that is done at the state level, mandating that you can't violate people who live in that state, you cannot violate their privacy. If that were to catch on at state after state after state, you could have something that would basically roll back the entire business model that DARPA and the National Security Agency and these other agencies are relying on to get information about you. I don't really care if somebody turns over my information so that somebody can sell me a bar of soap or something. I don't care about that. I do care if it's going to be used for political purposes, if it's going to be used in violation of the Bill of Rights, if there's some kind of a public-private partnership to spy on me, to surveil everything that I do. And that's precisely what this has all been created for. That's going back for decades. I say this virtually every program. But this is the real issue here, folks. The real issue. And isn't it interesting that it appears in Forbes magazine just as somebody's got a solution here. And that is to attack the core business model of Google and Facebook. And that is to steal and monetize your data information and to become a collector of all this information, to become a censor on behalf of government so the government can pretend that they're not violating the First Amendment, and to become a spy for government so the government can pretend, oh, we're not violating your rights by spying on you. Isn't that coincidental? But let's talk about what's in this. The government wants, this is what Forbes is telling us now on behalf of these organizations. The government wants Apple and Google to hand over names, phone numbers, and other identifying data of at least 10,000 users of a single scope app Forbes has discovered. And again, how did they discover it? Well, somebody tipped them off. Either somebody from whom the data is being asked, that would be Apple or Google, or from the agencies who are asking for that information. Same ones that were meeting with Apple and Google as they were strategizing how they could stop this a movement that would demand privacy. Because, folks, if they were to start that, it could shut down this surveillance state in the same way that the moves in various states to legalize medical marijuana, to legalize even recreational marijuana, is a very, very serious blow, not only to federal power, but also especially to the war on drugs. But it's also shows us how we can nullify federal power. Well, this would be a way to nullify the big business, the big tech, big brother axis of partnership here. And they don't want that to happen. And they say, never before has a case been disclosed in which American investigators demanded personal data of users of a single app from Apple and Google. The key word there is never before has it been disclosed. Don't tell me that these people haven't done this in the past. And then they go on and say, and never has an order been made public where the feds have asked Silicon Valley giants for information on so many thousands of people in one go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we should be very concerned about this. Very concerned about this because never before, as I said, this is the people that are still under President Trump. And never before have we had a firearm attachment been regulated by the ATF until President Trump demanded it by executive order. Never before have we had gun control by executive order either.
We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out. The new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory. Let's
Look at what's in the 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Nootropic Brain Formula helps you stay awake and alert throughout the entire day without nasty crash. Greens Detox Formula contains a full daily dose of antioxidants and organic compounds for maximum health. Joint Support Formula gives your joints and tendons what they need to help stay healthy and strong. Krill Oil Formula helps fight inflammation and support a healthy heart and more. Energy Kickstart Formula for another boost of clean energy to keep you going strong. Now let's look at what the PM Pack is loaded with. Immune Support Formula to rebuild your body while you sleep. Sound Sleep Formula helps you get a better night's sleep and fall asleep faster. Bone Support Formula. Minerals and other compounds chosen to promote strong and healthy bones. And another dose of krill oil to supercharge your brain and your entire body as you sleep. I'm offering it at 65% off. The 8-pack Power Stack Dust Till Dawn AMPM Formula, $39.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. Supermel Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is an award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Supermel Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Supermel Vitality, a 25% off a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com. It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 billion views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now, as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, free speech if you can keep it. We have a republic if you can keep it. I don't know that we're going to keep it much longer. As a matter of fact, we had the number three Democrat, Representative James Clyburn, Democrat from South Carolina, was on one of the Sunday shows. He is the House Majority Whip. And he was saying, I'm not so sure that the Bill of Rights would even pass today. Here's James Clyburn, number three Democrat in the House of Representatives.
I really believe sincerely the climate that we're in today, if the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the United States Constitution, were put before the public today, I'm not too sure that we will hold on to the Bill of Rights, especially when I see what people are doing with the Second Amendment. I'm not telling what they would do with the First Amendment.
You really
Amendment,
believe that? That's well a startling statement. You believe that?
Absolutely, there will be a strong support against the Bill of Rights. Go through the Bill of Rights, and I tell you, I run into people every day who would like to see so much of those guarantees uprooted. So you don't tear stuff up in order to improve on it. Let's look at what's wrong. Let's look at what can be improved, and let's go out and work together to improve these things, not just throw things out and then say, let's start over. No, No. We don't start over in this country. We correct our faults. When Alexis de Tocqueville wrote about this country back in 1832 or 35, I believe it was, he said that the real genius of America is not that we are more enlightened than any other nation, but we've always been able to correct our faults. And that's what we ought to do. When the faults come out, let's correct them. And let's build and let's move forward. Not start over every time you find something wrong with a piece of legislation.
All right. I absolutely agree with that. That was really, really well said. But the thing is that it's in his own party that you see the people that want to repeal the Bill of Rights, but also in the Republican Party too. Let's be honest. This is not a theory. This is a reality. What was amazing about that was that the MSNBC reporter who was interviewing him, David Gura, said, "You really believe that? That's a startling statement. How could you not see that? How could anybody not see that?" Something else that Clyburn had to say was also very true. He said, "You don't tear everything down and start all over again." Oh, that is exactly what the radical branch of the Democrat Party now, represented by the Squad, by the Sisterhood of Traveling Burkas, that's exactly what they want to do. The more radical people in the Democrat Party, they want to destroy everything all the way down to the beginnings of this country. That's why you have the New York Times with their 1619 project. America was horrible from the very beginning. David Hogg saying, "We are in a post-genocidal America. We've got to tear this whole thing down and start all over again." They've got a pattern for that too. You'll find it from Marx and Lenin. That's the pattern that they want to rebuild. So they want to talk about slavery that happened 400 years ago and ended over 150 years ago. And they want to use that as justification to tear down everything. And that means everything. Even the monuments to the accomplishments of people. Yeah, we're not perfect. We refine it. We move ahead. We stand on that. And they want you to focus on the slavery of centuries ago so that you don't see the slavery that is happening today. The enslavement that is happening from the federal government, the enslavement that is happening with the cooperation of big tech. But just to clarify here, I mean, you know, I understand that Clyburn, though he talked about that, he went on to talk about Alexis de Tocqueville, the genius of America. And I mean, wow, this guy was sounding like Rand Paul. Or one of the founding fathers, and he had everything that he had to say there. I absolutely agreed with it. But understand that he is somebody who wants to rip up the Second Amendment as well, and has been working for that for a very long time. Yeah, he knows. He knows people who want to get rid of the Second Amendment. They probably work with and for him. Jim Clyburn, you know, when you go back even to when you had Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House. And this is going back a couple of years ago. New York Daily News. A day after he was bitterly shut down by Speaker Paul Ryan over his protest over the House refusal to vote on gun control legislation, the number three Democrat, Jim Clyburn, that same guy you just heard there, in the chamber suggested that Republicans worship at the altar of the NRA. And then going back to earlier just this year, U.S. House passes a bill to close the Charleston loophole for gun background checks, again, gradually infringing on the Second Amendment. It was a 228-198 vote, and that did not move forward. But when you look at where he's been on other parts of this, he has voted to allow product misuse lawsuits to be brought against gun manufacturers. Understand that. Product misuse. This is not product liability. This is not a defective product. This is the misuse of somebody's product. You know, like if somebody bought a car and they decided in a terrorist attack that they just wanted to run people down on the sidewalk. So you sue Ford. Or you sue General Motors or something. And Democrats said, yeah. And they will do that. Believe me, they will do that for automobiles after they do it for guns. They'll do it for anything that they want, right? Anything that they want to ban. But he was for that. This guy who was just talking about the Bill of Rights. He also wanted to allow gun makers and sellers to be sued for gun misuse, as well as decreasing the gun waiting period from 3 days to one. He voted against that. He's been rated an F by the NRA in terms of his voting record. So he is not somebody who supports the First or the Second Amendment either. But what he had to say was absolutely true. And what he was saying that in the context of, he was defending Joe Biden against Elizabeth Warren, who wants to rip up everything and tear everything out. And so what Clyburn was saying was, well, these people like Warren who are criticizing the 1994 crime bill that Biden was so proud of, he said, you got to understand where the mandatory minimums began was not in that 1994 bill. It was back in the 1986 bill, that was put through by the Reagan administration and Ed Meese instituting mandatory minimums. And then they doubled down on it 2 years later in 84. So he said, so in 1994, we were pulling back some of those mandatory minimums. So you couldn't be sent to jail for life if you were a first time possessor of drugs, nonviolent. And I look at that and I was like, okay, well, fair enough. However, do you understand how these two parties are controlling you? The Democrats come in and say, well, we don't support the Bill of Rights in terms of the Sixth Amendment, you know, your due process amendment, where you've got to be charged, found guilty, and then punished, right? And that you don't have excessive fines. Well, we don't support that. But we're a little bit less in terms of the mandatory minimum. We have a little bit less mandatory minimums than the Republicans do. So we're the good guys. And it's the same thing the Republicans are doing with the Second Amendment. Well, we don't want full-on gun bans like Beto O'Rourke is talking about. But, you know, we're going to make sure we set up a gun registry for everybody. We're going to have universal background checks, including private transfers, so that we can know who all the gun owners are. So the next step is to confiscate the guns at will. This is the way that the Bill of Rights is slashed. It's not going to be an outright appeal, but they take it away bit by bit. That's why in the Second Amendment it says infringe. They knew it would be death by a thousand cuts to your individual rights before they became a government-granted privilege or an outright ban and confiscation. So that's the way these guys roll. And when I look at this, I said at the very beginning, you know, when you look at the government demanding that Apple and Google hand over the names of 10,000 people who happened to download an app that had something to do with a gun, I said, how about that, Obama administration? No, it's a Trump administration. It's President Trump who uses bully pulpit to trash talk the Second Amendment and to trash talk not only the Second Amendment, but also the Sixth Amendment. Yeah, just take the guns, trash talk the Second Amendment, and we'll do the due process later if we get around to it. Well, that's not due process. That's the Sixth Amendment being taken. And now the Trump administration is going after the Fourth Amendment. But as I said before, I think this is all being put out there as a way to tell us how the people who are really protecting our liberties are Apple and Google. Yeah, right.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Banned.video. The DNA Force 50% off sale has to end in just a few days because we're selling out of the free bottle of carnivore digestive enzyme we give you with each purchase. Listeners agree DNA Force Plus is one of the best formulas ever from InfoWarsLife.com. With DNA Force Plus, you get more than 15 premium and patented ingredients, including L-of-ATP, a patented one-of-a-kind compound that's been clinically shown to increase ATP and support improved strength, power, and performance in athletes. PQQ, over 1,000 studies have been published on its health benefits from enhanced
neurotransmission, short-term memory, to improve energy and metabolism. Cordyceps sinensis, it is thought to be one of the most powerful adaptogens available. Coenzyme Q10, found in every human cell, CoQ10 plays a key role in heart health, brain health, and even helps protect DNA. These amazing ingredients and others make it easy to see why so many listeners swear by DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of this special before we run out. Get DNA Force Plus for 50% off and get a free bottle of Carnivore at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of "this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, but we're starting to see a pattern here, aren't we? You should be seeing a pattern. If you listen to this show, you see a pattern. As I said when I saw this article put out by Forbes, Fed's demanding that Apple and Google hand over the names of 10,000 plus users. You know, by the way, that 10,000, if you read the article, 10,000 is a number of downloads that they had just from Google. Apple doesn't give out their numbers. So we don't know how many people downloaded. That's only, you know, one of the sites where they got 10,000 people. So I said, yeah, and I did. I downloaded this app. Put me on that list. Put me on that list. And you come to my house and you arrest me for downloading an app. Throw me into that briar patch. Please do. You know, years ago, 25 years ago, I think it was, early 90s, mid-90s or something like that. Anyway, there was one of the first known programs coming out of the NSA, which at the time was referred to as no such agency. Yeah, they don't even exist, right? You know, back in the 1970s when you had the Church hearing and the Pike hearing, you know, the Church, Frank Church, they, and the Senate, they kind of focused on the CIA and its abuses, but, Congressman Pike in the House tried to focus on the NSA. When he called the NSA in, he said, I'd like to see your charter. They were created by executive order of President Truman. And the head of the NSA said, I'm not showing it to you. You're not showing that to me? You're here. You know, no, I'm not showing it to you. We don't exist. I'm not going to tell you anything about us. I mean, that's the way these guys operated. Now they're out of the closet. Now they have established the fact they can do whatever they want with impunity. You can have people like James Clapper lie to the American public, commit perjury, and nothing ever happens to him. Look at what they have done and are doing to General Flynn, and compare what they did not do to DNI James Clapper. It's absolutely astounding, isn't it? But, you know, going back to the mid-90s, they had a program, the NSA did, called Echelon. And so, as we found out about it, I and some of my friends and, you know, within the Libertarian Party, we started a small thing trying to encourage everybody to, as we found out about the program, Echelon, we would use that name, and we would also put the words and phrases that it had been revealed that they were searching for into our emails. It's like, come and get me. Come and get me for exercising free speech. And let's expose this a little bit more broadly. And so when I saw this, it's like, oh, this is Echelon time again. I'm downloading Obsidian 4, and I put that out there. And I saw some people when I tweeted that out. You can find me on Twitter, Libertarian. That's where I tweeted that. And some of the people came back and said, download it, done. Already did it, whatever. And some others said, you're telling people to get on a list? And some of the other commenters beat me to the punch and said, by the way, you don't know that you're already on a list? You really think that you're not on a list? Come on. You know, wake up. Wake up. It's it's September the 9th, 2019. You better wake up. You don't know how many lists you're on in this government's lists, and nothing is changing. This app that they're so concerned about lets gun owners get a live stream, take a video, and calibrate their gun scope, this particular brand of gun scope, using their Android or iPhone device. And as one organization that's called the Privacy International State Surveillance, the guy who works with them, said, such orders need to be based on suspicion and be particularized. And this is neither. So that's what the Fourth Amendment says. If you're going to get a search warrant on somebody, then you have to be particular about where you want to look. And yet we've had the government at every level, both parties, bipartisan, especially the bureaucracy, said we don't need to do anything particular. We can get a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, as Rand Paul pointed out. We don't need any kind of, and everybody's fine with that, right? That all got revealed with Ed Snowden. Have you seen anything change with that? Have you seen the Republicans doing anything about that? Have you seen President Trump doing anything to shut that down, even when that structure was used to try to remove him from office and put him in jail? No. Not even then. Not even then. I thought that would be the one thing that might come out of it. As though when President Trump saw how corrupt this was and how it came after him personally, that he might do something to reform it along the lines of the Constitution that he swore to, but no such luck. As they point out in the Forbes magazine, these privacy activists are saying if the court approves the demand and Apple and Google decide to hand over the information, it could include data on thousands of people who have nothing to do with the crimes being investigated. So what are these supposed crimes that are being investigated? Well, you have ICE is seeking information on a broad investigation into possible breaches of weapons export regulations. So it's looking into illegal exports of this scope, though the company itself is not under investigation. So the scope is not illegal. The company is not being investigated. They just want to know if this stuff is being exported. Now, does this sound familiar? Does this sound like they might use this to push the UN arms trade treaty thing again? Remember, the gun walking program spanned both the George W. Bush administration as well as the Obama administration. Fast and Furious, which was just one aspect of the gun walking program, blew up in the face of the Obama administration, unfortunately for them, just as they were ready to roll out the UN arms trade treaty, because that's why Fast and Furious, as the New York Times called it at the time, they said, hey, this is a false flag operation. They are buying parts, exporting them, and then saying, looky here, we found a problem. You know, the way that the FBI busts these so-called terrorist organizations, they create a threat, and then they bust it so they can show how important they are and how they protect us, right? And so that was what they were trying to do with this, except that the purpose of doing that false flag was so that they could run through the UN's arms trade treaty. What was the purpose of the UN arms trade treaty? Well, they wanted to make sure that small arms did not pass across our border and get into the hands of drug cartels and terrorists and so forth. And so in order to do that, you had to go back into the United States. You would need to know where these firearms that went across the border illegally, where did they come from? Well, we're going to need to get we're going to need to be able to track each particular piece of equipment and match it to individuals. So we have a universal gun registration scheme. That's what the UN Arms Trade Treaty would eventually result in. The only way that you could track where these things were coming from is if you had the capability to track each and every individual piece of equipment and to tie it to somebody. It was a master plan to enact the kind of gun control that now is being talked about by Republicans. People like Roy Blunt. Let's play video clip number four.
The gun issue. Mansion Toomey, some form of expanding background checks. Will that get a vote on the Senate floor?
You know, what the leader said this week, I think maybe it's the second time he said this, is we're not going to vote on bills on the Senate floor that the president's not willing to sign. The president needs to step up here and set some guidelines for what he would do. I'm afraid what's going to happen here is what always happens is we take this silly.
Yeah, so in other words, McConnell is saying, look, President Trump, I'm not going to put up something, you know, and then President Trump backs away from it. So President Trump is going to have to initiate this and say, this is what I want, and then we'll put it through. Because they want to make sure that they are not left out, that everybody knows how unpopular this is. And so it's like, well, you go first. No, after you. No, I insist, you go first. They want to make sure that this is going to be bipartisan agreement. Of course, the Democrats will agree on anything. And so, quite frankly, will the leadership of the GOP in the Senate. So if they can get President Trump on board with anything, anything that he signs on to, they will pass. And then they can say, look, everybody agrees. This is something that has to be done to protect you, to keep you safe. We have to do a universal registration. And that's what they're talking about. Expanding background checks is exactly what they were talking about with the UN Arms Trade Treaty. But they also have a fallback position here. And what they were concerned about were shipments to Canada, the Netherlands, and Hong Kong, where they didn't have licenses. I'm looking at this and it's like, seriously? You're worried about scope calibration apps and scopes that are being sent to Canada, the Netherlands, and Hong Kong? Hong Kong, now that might be something. They have been saying they wish they had the Second Amendment. Maybe they don't need a Second Amendment if they've got scopes. Folks, if you don't support InfoWars, we won't be here. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a new product, Chill Force. As you can hear, I get pretty upset about this stuff, and it doesn't stop at night. I need Chill Force to chill out. I tried it this weekend. Great product. Really helps with insomnia. And, of course, if you got insomnia, that has a number of ways it manifests itself. InfoWarsStore.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for InfoWars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for InfoWars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering InfoWars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland,
And from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm talking about this Forbes article because I think it is instructive on a number of levels. As I said before, it's interesting that Forbes would obtain this, as they said, before the document was hidden from public view. It was an order that was presented to Apple and Google, and coincidentally, it was revealed about the same time that Apple and Google and Facebook were all meeting together with the law enforcement and intelligence agencies that had tried to overthrow the election. They're all meeting to talk about how they can overthrow the next election. And they've got an app for that. Microsoft has produced news, and Microsoft was there as well. The very first company that we saw from those leaked Snowden slides, the very first company that joined the PRISM program of the NSA back in 2007. The very last one to do it was Apple. They did that after Steve Jobs was gone. One of the first things that happened as Tim Cook came in. And so when you look at these people all meeting together, they've got a new threat, and I don't think that they're worried about the antitrust lawsuits that are going to have to filter through the federal court system. I think they're worried about the privacy laws, as I said before, that are going to be enacted state by state, and that will attack the very business model of these corporations. I mean, when you look at the antitrust lawsuits, I don't think they've ever been effective. Look at what happened to Standard Oil. The Rockefeller family, right? So, you know, they broke it up into these different companies and so forth, and everybody was really proud of that. And yet what they had were interlocking directorates, right, where they're putting that stuff back through. We've had interlocking venture capital firms that were being directed by intelligence agencies in Washington that created these firms. You want to know where the interlocking agencies are? They've been there for the last 20 plus years. And the whole thing was designed by a DARPA psychologist back in the 1960s, the internet. So I don't think that anything is going to be done at the federal level, but it would be very damaging to these people. There he is right there, JCR Licklider, the guy that created the intergalactic computer network that we now call internet. But it became practical in the late 1990s. And so you had these interlocking venture capital firms with people from DARPA and the CIA and so forth on the different venture capital boards. But the thing that would really damage them is not any kind of breakup with antitrust. The thing that would damage them is if you took away this very business model of free data. And that's one of the things that George Gilder talks about when he talks about life after Google. He said, if people really want and value their privacy, then you will have structures, not necessarily mandates even from governments, but you'll have other products offered that have security and privacy built into the foundation, not added on as a bag on the side that doesn't really work. At the beginning of that book, George Gilder has a great illustration of a back and forth. You forgot, you got so many different passwords, and this has happened to all of us. This has happened to me. You got so many different passwords for so many different applications. And emails, it's like, let's say I'm locked out of this. How do I get into this? What was that? You know, and this dialogue going back and forth, trying to remember where your password is to get into a particular app that you haven't used for a while. That is not an effective way to protect your security or your privacy. And if you were to build a service that had that as the fundamental value and the fundamental, the foundation that the entire technology was built on, they would get rid of Apple and Google. But of course, it's very damaging if they were to do this with privacy legislation state by state. We've seen this type of thing happen before. Monsanto and glyphosate, Roundup and stuff like that. You had a lot of people In many communities, it was the organic farmers who banded together and said, we don't want them contaminating and destroying our product here. And so they banned it in certain locations. And so what they did was they went to the federal government and they said, you've got to protect us. Listen, they always use this phrase, from this patchwork of regulation. So we need one regulation at the top, which says you can't regulate this at all. We called that the Dark Act. Can't even tell people with this GMO. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 billion views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As Representative Clyburn said, he's the number three Democrat. Says, I don't think the Bill of Rights should get that passed today. As a matter of fact, you got everybody that I talk to on a regular basis wants to get rid of everything in the Bill of Rights. First Amendment, Second Amendment, they want to get rid of that. And as we look at the attacks on this, some of them are right in your face now. But we still have some very subtle attacks that are coming at us. And again, as I talk about this Forbes article, I think the purpose of this article is to tell us that Apple and Google will protect our information from those bad guys of the federal government. We can trust them. We don't need to worry about our privacy, because I think that's what they're worried about far more than these antitrust lawsuits. And so when you look at this, again, it harkens back to the UN Arms Trade Treaty, to the Gunwalker program, to the Fast and Furious false flag that blew up in their face. They're very concerned because they think that this scope is being sold outside of the country, they say. And so they need to know where people are downloading these apps to see if this is, if there are people outside the country that have downloaded apps to help them to use this gun scope to calibrate it and so forth. That's the theory. But even as they point out in the Forbes magazine, there's nothing in there that would limit it really to not looking at people in the United States. They came back and they said, well, you know, we're concerned that there's shipments maybe of this scope to Canada, Netherlands, and Hong Kong, where they didn't get licenses. And then they go on to say reports online have claimed that these scopes have been used by the Taliban, you know, in Canada, the Netherlands, and Hong Kong. This is Forbes. And so what they want to do is get telephone numbers, IP addresses, all kinds of personal information, anybody that's downloaded this, and that's more than 10,000 people, 10,000 on plus on Google alone, and we don't know how many on Apple because they don't tell you. And they go on to say that privacy advocates say that warn that the government could apply this demand to other types of application apps, such as a dating app or a health app. Oh, really? You think so? Yeah, because due process is dead. You take the guns and do the due process later if you ever get around to it, right? And then they say, well, the amount of data on people that they have no reason to suspect have committed any crime is just astounding. It's profound that the government be able to vacuum this up. Well, nobody cared when they did it with Clapper, when they did it with the FISA court, Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, right? Even those who've worked in government surveillance were stunned by the order, says Forbes. The idea that this data will only be used for pursuing ITAR violations is almost laughable, said Jake Williams, a former NSA analyst, now a cybersecurity consultant. And he goes on to say, Google and Apple should definitely fight these requests. And let me explain to you again why we have CISA passed and how hard they worked, Republicans did, to make sure that there was no liability for these companies when they turn over your information. Before we had CISA, C-I-S-A, we had CISPA, C-I-S-P-A. What'd they take out? Well, it's basically the same legislation. They just took out the P that said protection because they didn't want you asking who's being protected, because you were not being protected. The corporations were being protected from any liability for doing you harm by turning over your information to the government. You know, just like they're protected from any liability for doing you harm with vaccines. And they had CISPA put out several times, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, in the United States, in the EU. And so now they're virtue signaling that no, we protect your privacy, when they specifically gave them an act to protect them from any kind of liability when they violate your privacy. The idea that Google could be compelled to turn over in secret all of my identifiers and session data in its possession because I downloaded an app for research is incredible, they said. Well, get used to it, because that's been the case for quite some time. They're now just getting you used to it. Yeah. This is just moving your expectations for what you're going to accept. And quite frankly, that's really been the outcome from the Snowden leaks, hasn't it? Nothing changed. Everything that everybody's talking about with this particular app has already been done. And so this is just about getting you accustomed to the dystopian future that you're going to live under. And the only way that you're going to get out of this is, again, at the state and local level. That's why I believe that the most dangerous thing to them are privacy, is privacy legislation at the state level. And they'll work very hard to try to shut that down at the federal level. And I think they'll be able to shut down these antitrust lawsuits at the federal level very easily. But, of course, we're talking about what the Republicans are doing. The Democrats are way out there. The California Globe, small paper in California, says California lawmakers are releasing violent criminals from prison while imposing gun control laws on citizens. Of course, that's what they always do. As a matter of fact, you know, was it last week? 2 weeks ago? Where it said, we're not going to use the term felons anymore. They came up with something else. I don't know. Judicially challenged? Was that? I don't know what they want to call them when they don't call them felons anymore. But yeah, they want to make criminals out of gun owners. I guarantee you that if they come after you for some kind of a gun violation, possession, they will call you a felon. Yeah, they're not going to use any euphemisms for that. And then we have David Hogg out there. Today's mass shootings stem from America's indigenous mass shootings and white supremacy. We live in a post-genocidal society, he said. And he goes on to talk about the massacre at Wounded Knee and so forth. And he says that was wrong because those people were not armed. Okay, well, here's what happened, David. they were armed at one point in time. They fought back. And then when they were disarmed, that's when the massacre happened. They didn't have guns, David. That's why they were murdered. And David, they were murdered by the government that you want to give all of the arms to. They were murdered by the American military at the time, because there was no check against that happening. That's why we have the Second Amendment. It is an implied threat to the kind of things that you're concerned about. I agree. I don't think what happened at Wounded Knee was right either. And the way that you stop it is with an armed population. And the very government who did this, he wants to give a monopoly of firearms. This is the ignorance that the Democrats and the Republicans, quite frankly, thrive on. Trust your government. Trust the plan of President Trump. They will never do anything to harm you. They will never allow any bad actors in government to overthrow an election or do anything or spy on you or any of that kind of stuff. Just trust them. Just trust them. This is why I say, if it had been the Obama administration that was putting out an order to dox all gun owners, people would be upset about that, but not with the Trump administration. No, he's on our side. Is he? Does he know what to do to defend us? We've got the people in Hong Kong appealing to President Trump. Help us. Liberate us. Really? Wearing Make Hong Kong Great Again caps that look like MAGA caps. Maybe they haven't been paying attention the last couple of years. There is no help coming from President Trump. Not in Hong Kong, not even in Washington. You can forget about that. He's not even going to liberate Americans from the tyrannies of a central despotic government that we've been suffering under for quite some time. Brad Parscale, on the other hand, thinks that the Trumps are building a dynasty that will last for decades. And this is the way that he puts it. He thinks that the Trumps and their new dynasty will propel the Republicans into a new party. A new party. Will that be one that respects individual liberty? No, you won't find anybody in the Trump organization talking about liberty. He says it will be one that will adapt to changing cultures. Now, what does that mean? One must continue to adapt, he said, while keeping the conservative values that we believe in. Well, then how do we do that adaptation, right? How do we do that to this changing culture? Does that mean we start to embrace the drag queen story hour? Does that mean that we embrace the culture that wants to ban free speech, ban the ability to protect yourself, ban even your ability to move, to eat meat, to fly, to have a private car? Is that what we should adapt to? Or should we push back and lead?
And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video. We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory. Let's look at what's in the 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Nootropic Brain Formula helps you stay awake and alert throughout the entire day without nasty crash. Greens Detox Formula contains a full daily dose of antioxidants and organic compounds for maximum health. Joint Support Formula gives your joints and tendons what they need to help stay healthy and strong. Krill Oil Formula helps fight inflammation and support a healthy heart and more. Energy Kickstart Formula for another boost of clean energy to keep you going strong. Now let's look at what the PM Pack is loaded with. Immune Support Formula to rebuild your body while you sleep. Sound Sleep Formula helps you get a better night's sleep and fall asleep faster. Bone Support Formula. Minerals and other compounds chosen to promote strong and healthy bones. And another dose of krill oil to supercharge your brain and your entire body as you sleep. I'm offering it at 65% off. The 8-pack Power Stack Dust Till Dawn AM PM Formula, $39.95 at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Got pollsters. Maybe Brad Parscale, who is President Trump's campaign manager, maybe as he's dreaming of this Trump dynasty that's going to last for decades, maybe he should take a look at the polls that show that gun control is trouble for President Trump. President Trump has taken the lead on this. Again, he has, from his bully pulpit, he's talked about destroying both the Second Amendment and the Sixth Amendment. That would be not only your ability to, your right to have firearms without the permission of any government agencies, but also your due process. Taking stuff from people and then doing the due process later is not due process. He also came out with an executive order to regulate firearms accessories, something that's never been regulated by the ATF, not even under Obama. And he did it by executive order. And so if he wants to continue to go down this line, as you've got people like Roy Blunt, senator from the Republican Party, and Mitch McConnell saying a couple of times, hey, we're waiting for him to tell us what's acceptable to him. No, it isn't what is acceptable to President Trump, which freedoms of ours protected specifically by the Bill of Rights that these people swore to. It isn't up to President Trump to decide what he will and will not allow us to have. Yeah, that's the political game they're playing. But again, you can forget about this dynasty. And of course, Brad Parscale, the guy who ran social media for President Trump in the previous campaign, you would think that he would be more attuned to the censorship that is happening. And yet he isn't. He isn't. He thinks that he can win without your free speech. He thinks he can win without independent media. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. Even if they win, it's too much of a loss for America to put up with, quite frankly. And he made this, speech about how they're going to have a Republican Party that will adapt to changing cultures while still keeping conservative values. Yeah, they talk about speaking out of both sides of your mouth. And he said this, ironically enough, in California. Even he understands, as he said, this is not a swing state. And the crowd laughed, as reported. And he said, California is no longer a swing state. As a matter of fact, they haven't won in a presidential election since 1988. They haven't carried California, the GOP. So that's why they have to adapt and change so that maybe they can grab those voters again. So what are they going to do? They're going to become more like the Democrats? Yeah, we've seen that. I've said this. I've tweeted this before. I said the Republican Party is to the left of where the Democrats were when I was a kid, when I began voting. The Republicans are already to the left of where the Democrats were in the 1970s. And the Democrats have become the Marxist Communist Party, quite frankly. That's how we have slid here, because we've got a lot of Republicans who just simply care about the next election. They don't want to lead. They don't want to stand for the Constitution. They don't want to stand for liberty. You know, there's a lot of people that aren't currently voting. And a lot of people like me who probably will not be voting in the next election that you could have if you would stand up for individual liberty in the Constitution. And if you're going to trash it, You're not going to get any of us voting for you either way. And you're going to say, well, gee, I don't understand what's going on with this. The GOP has withered to third party status in California with its voters significantly outnumbered by Democrats and by independents, says Breitbart magazine. So, yeah, keep on dreaming about that new Democrat party. But then, as I said, the Democrats have become open Marxists and revolutionaries, as you can see in this clip from Beto O'Rourke, calling for, in one speech, calling for red flag laws, mandatory gun buyback, and a national registry, all in the same speech. Video clip number 12.
Universal background checks and red flag laws and end the sale of those weapons of war, but that we go the necessary steps further, as politically difficult as they may be. A gun registry in this country, licensing for every American who owns a firearm, and every single one of those AR-15s and AK-47s will be bought back so they're not on our streets, not in our homes. Do not take the lives of our fellow Americans.
Now, Reason Magazine will tell you, the libertarians, don't worry about Beto O'Rourke. He's out there, you know, saying that he wants to confiscate everybody's guns, says the man who will never be president, is the way they couch that. Well, I don't think he ever will become president. But the reason he's saying that is because you could hear all those people cheering there. That is a very popular position in that party. There is a huge constituency out there that wants to openly overthrow the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, as the number three Democrat just said. And in the same way that Clyburn, in the context, as I said before, in the context of what he was talking about, he said, look, you want to blame Biden. He was defending Biden against Elizabeth Warren. He said, you want to blame Biden for the 94 gun crime, the Crime Bill Act, you know, that locked a lot of people up with the war on drugs, mandatory minimums and so forth. He said that didn't start with us. We rolled that back a little bit. It was even worse under the Reagan administration, where it began in 1986. And he was right about that. And so the Democrats will come in and say, we want to do just a little bit less mandatory minimum and locking up the population. And again, they locked up more people in America for nonviolent crimes. They've got more people in there for drug crimes than any other country in history. And that is both as a percentage and as an absolute number. Because why? Because we threw away due process. And we threw away excessive penalties. And we threw away the discretion of the sentencing judges and so forth. But he said, look, I'm not as bad as the Republicans. And that's what the Republicans are going to say about Beto O'Rourke. See, we're not as bad as him. We still don't support the Second Amendment, but we're not as bad as Beto O'Rourke, who is saying that he wants to take every AR-15. You know, in New Jersey, they ban large capacity magazines. American Military News points out that no magazines have been turned over to the government. None, zero, zip, nada. The state's residents are reportedly hiding the banned magazines, and what they did was they banned anything that had more than a 10-round capacity. The law instates penalties up to $10,000 and up to 18 months in prison if you're found in possession of the banned magazines, but they're still not turning them in. Does that tell us something here? According to a local gun rights activist, some gun owners have opted to bury their magazines in the backyard or set them behind sheetrock in their garages despite the risk from these penalties. They are doing this because this is being challenged in court, unfortunately. That's, I don't think, going to be sufficient because the courts are thoroughly politicized and corrupt. You understand, these federal judges are all appointed. They're all political appointees. And they're not accountable to you. And they're not accountable to the Constitution. But anyway, they said, why would you turn in property you paid money for when the government has banned it and there is a lawsuit challenging that ban? So they're not turning that in yet. But this AR-15 that is so horrible, when we come back, I'll give you a horrific story about a home invasion and an attack. Multiple armed individuals, one of them wearing a Jason mask, you know, from the movie or a film. What did he have to defend himself against four armed people doing a home invasion? He had an AR-15. He survived. Some of them didn't. I'll give you the details when we return. Stay with us.
It's been
Ads, InfoWars, and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 billion views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now, as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video. At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil, and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable, and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Banned.video. Supermel Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Supermel Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Supermel Vitality at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Four armed intruders, one of them wearing a Jason mask over his head, come up against a homeowner who's by himself late at night. As they break into his home, he has an AR-15 that he kept by his bedside. Now, why would you need an AR-15, right? You need to get a shotgun, right? As Joe Biden said, you get one or two shots. I know, you can get shotguns with that have more than that. Still, with an AR-15, he was able to defend himself against these people. Still wound up getting shot and still in the hospital. 61-year-old man. And he killed two of the invaders and is now in the hospital. He was shot in the belly. That's a bad wound when you get shot in the stomach. But he was able to defend his life against these people. All these individuals, two of them 22 years old, one 19 years old, another 21 years old. If you look at that article, you see mug shots for all of them, what appear to be mug shots. So this probably isn't their first run-in with the law, is it? The homeowner's name was not released. He's in stable condition. They found him with a gunshot wound. They found one of the perps that was 22 years old. They found with a gunshot wound and a shotgun next to him on the ground. So the perps had a shotgun. But Joe Biden, the guy who beat them, had an AR-15. The same gun that Beto O'Rourke says nobody should have. Nobody should have on the streets or in their homes, says Beto. We're going to take all those. There's absolutely no reason for you to have one of these things. Only the military should have that. Because the military would never do anything like the Wounded Knee Massacre again, ever. We promise. Never happen again. David Hogg. near one of these other individuals that was killed, near his head was a semi-automatic pistol. And the detective said that the guy who had the shotgun was wearing the Jason mask on top of his head, gloves on both hands, jeans, and a black shirt. So as they continued to go into the home, they found the 61-year-old homeowner in the bedroom. He had an AR-15 rifle on his legs. He was bleeding from the gunshot wound to the stomach. Now, what happened was, they said his home, where the shooting occurred, is on a 20-acre lot with dense woods. And there is a single-lane dirt driveway. The distance from the gate to the home is roughly 300 yards. So he's out there. He's isolated. These guys know it because he said about an hour before this shooting, he had a knock on the door. It was late at night, and it was a mail that he remembered from a past Craigslist transaction. So evidently, he'd sold something on Craigslist. He'd given the people his home address instead of meeting them in a public place, which you should do if you sell something on Craigslist. So they found out where his home was, and they decided they would come back and rob him. And I don't know what he sold them, but they said that the two who survived said they were going to come back and steal guns from this guy. Well, they got the wrong end of the gun when they went through the door. The homeowner said he didn't open the door, but he saw the male peering through a back sliding glass door. He asked him what he's doing. He said, "Oh, well, I need help with my vehicle." Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why he went through the gate 300 yards down the dirt road and peers through the window because he needs help with his vehicle. The homeowner told the detective he was awakened by a loud noise later, about an hour later, and he grabbed his AR-15 near his bed. He saw a masked person inside the home. He said he and the intruders exchanged gunfire. He said he shot the man in the mask and that a second person was coming toward him. An illustration as to why you need to have the ability to protect yourself and to do it with the best possible firearm that you can get. And we will continue to do that, regardless of what the Trump administration and the Democrats and Walmart and everybody else decide that they want to do. You know, we go back and look at how things are changing. Again, don't listen to Reason Magazine, who tells you, don't worry about Beto O'Rourke. He will never be president. Well, that may be true, but there is a big surge coming to completely sweep away the Bill of Rights. And even the number 3 Democrat, as I played for you earlier, recognizes that. There's a big constituency for that. And we have seen this change in the sense that not only was it just a couple of years ago that Walmart resisted the urging of Obama and then Attorney General Eric Holder, Walmart at that time resisted their urges to restrict selling firearms. Now they are not only doing that, but they have decided that they're going to lobby President Trump to do that as well. And you see the same thing happening with other organizations. You've got a lot of drug stores coming out and saying, we're not going to allow people to open carry and so forth in our drug stores. And I saw Dana Loesch put something out there and say, well, how are you going to protect people then in your drugstore? I responded to that on Twitter. If you want to find me on Twitter, Libertarian, I responded to that and I said, the guns that people carry into your store are less dangerous than the drugs that you sell. The drugs that you sell kill far more people than the guns that people would use to defend their lives. That's the reality, folks. And as we look at all this, you really do think that the government is going to protect you? Take a look at London, for example, you know, where they have no guns and yet you have a lot of people being shot. And you have a lot of knife crime there, as well as people getting hit with acid in London. London is the sixth most surveilled city in the world. The sixth most city in the world that is surveilled. In terms of, they looked at the number of closed circuit TV cameras per 1,000 inhabitants. Now, it may not, as we go down this list, it may not surprise you that the first five are in China. And then you find London in terms of the amount of surveillance. And then you find three more in China. So out of the top nine, eight of them are in China. And London is close by. And if you look at the number of residents there, and you look at the number of cameras, closed-circuit television cameras, surveillance cameras per 1,000 people, if you work that out, and I did that, I don't have the exact number here, but I did it over the weekend, and I think it was 680,000 cameras in the city of London, Greater London. Can you imagine that? 680,000 cameras. Has that resulted in a safer city? No, it hasn't. Because we have a changing culture, Brad Parscale. One of the things that's changed that culture in London is immigration, Brad Parscale. And so if you think that you're going to have a Trump dynasty, but you're going to have a changed culture because you don't control immigration, you're going to adapt to that new culture. What are you going to do to adapt to it? You're going to have more surveillance cameras and so forth like they've done in London? You're going to become like the Democrats because you won't build the wall? Now, finally, President Trump is starting to use money from the military budget. And as much as the Democrats are whining and complaining about that, they can't do anything about it, just as I said from day one. As I said from day one, use the military budget that you've gotten record increases on, the increases that we've had each of the 2 years under President Trump, those increases have each been bigger than the entire military budget of Russia. And yet, we can't find anything there to protect our own border. And finally, because the head of the Department of Defense says, well, we're going to use $3 billion. He says that. And so when he says it, it's okay. The president could say that. The president could have ordered that a long time ago. He waits until the president says, we're not ever leaving Afghanistan. Then he says, okay, well, now we can do a little bit at the border to protect America. Isn't that great? And as much as the Democrats wail and moan about that, they can't do anything about it. And then you got people like Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, saying, but wait a minute, you're taking money away from military bases in our state to try to protect the border. Because they don't care about protecting America. It's simply about the money. It's how the military industrial complex has come to dominate our economy. It's not about defending America or Americans.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com. The DNA Force 50% off sale has to end in just a few days because we're selling out of the free bottle of carnivore digestive enzyme we give you with each purchase. Listeners agree DNA Force Plus is one of the best formulas ever from InfoWarsLife.com. With DNA Force Plus, you get more than 15 premium and patented ingredients, including L-of-ATP, a patented one-of-a-kind compound that's been clinically shown to increase ATP and support improved strength, power, and performance in athletes. PQQ, over 1,000 studies have been published on its health benefits, from enhancements in short-term memory to improved energy and metabolism. Cordyceps sinensis. It is thought to be one of the most powerful adaptogens available. Coenzyme Q10. Found in every human cell, CoQ10 plays a key role in heart health, brain health, and even helps protect DNA. These amazing ingredients and others make it easy to see why so many listeners swear by DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of this special before we run out. Get DNA Force Plus for 50% off and get a free bottle of carnivore at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain.
Well, we can all mourn the passing of Think Progress, right? The top progressive news site has now been shut down. And that was the sad headline from the Daily Beast over the weekend. As they said, Think Progress, the influential news site that rose to prominence in the shadow of the Bush administration and helped to define progressivism during the Obama years, is shutting down. Now, how could that be? I thought that had a wave of progressivism. I thought that was the current wave now. That's what everybody wants, isn't it? We want to become socialists and Marxists. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that Think Progress was putting out. It was, as the Daily Beast pretends, the editorially independent project of the Democrat Party's think tank, Center for American Progress. Editorially independent. Yeah. Dream on. Dream on. It was the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party's think tank, Center for American Progress. And just to underscore that there isn't really a lot of support for these values, they couldn't give it away, quite frankly. Nobody wanted it at all. Given that we could find no new publisher, we have no other real option but to fold Think Progress back into the Center for American Progress's broader online presence, they said, and with a focus on the analysis of policy, blah, blah, blah. In other words, this thing folded. They couldn't sell it to anybody. Couldn't give it away. Couldn't find anybody that would support it. Certainly the market did not support it. Isn't that interesting? The market did not support that. And as I pointed out at the beginning of the broadcast, when you had all the big tech companies move to shut down InfoWars within a 12-hour period, it was because of the popularity of InfoWars. If people did not agree with what we were saying, and again, in a free market, they can see what we're saying. They can see what Think Progress is saying. They can see what the Daily Beast is saying. And that was what they did. They tried to shut us down with that. And a few weeks later, as we were still there on Apple was a big part of that, Tim Cook, as we still had the InfoWars app, and it was number one at the App Store, number one in terms of news. And then they pulled it when it was number one. They didn't care what you wanted to see. They wanted to make sure that you saw what they wanted you to see. So very different, isn't it? One pulled out when it is the number one app, and the other one folds when nobody goes there. That's the difference between the free market. And that's why you have, as Yahoo is talking about, very happy about the fact, that on Saturday, the French press, the AFP is what they call it. It's basically like their AP, Associated Press. It's a big news agency. And again, last week I played for you the hearings, the church hearings, where they had William Colby, then CIA director, being asked, are you supplying information to the big TV networks? Well, let's not talk about that here in public. Can we talk about that in private? Well, what about the big news agencies like the Associated Press? Are you feeding stories to them from the CIA? Well, let's not talk about that. Let's do that privately. And now you've got the BBC and the AFP, the French version of the AP, say that they will be joining together in an initiative along with the European Broadcasting Union, the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Canadian Broadcasting Company, Reuters, and Facebook, Google, and Microsoft. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to be screening out anything that is misinformation. They will all be telling you what you should watch and what you shouldn't, what is true and what is not true, because you can't think for yourself, right? Because if you thought for yourself, you would download the InfoWars app, so you can't be allowed to do that. And you would totally discount the propaganda coming out of the Democrat Party's think tank, Think Progress. You would completely ignore that. And so they have to intervene. And one of the ways that they're intervening, and again, Facebook, Google, Microsoft being handpicked again by DARPA, by the NSA, to take the lead in telling you what news you should listen to and watch and what you shouldn't with NewsGuard. But they're not the only ones. You know, Google is redirecting you to other places. Facebook is saying, well, these people who are talking about abortion, you're not going to be allowed to see that. If they're talking about vaccines, you're not going to be allowed to see that. On and on. Controlling what you see and pushing their agenda on you. And now they're doing this in France as well. They're joining with the British. They're joining with the Canadian Broadcasting Company here in the United States, notice, since we have NPR. But they're not that important. But here in the United States, you've got the private agencies. You've got, you know, Wall Street Journal. Oh, they are always given the check mark by NewsGuard, by Microsoft's NewsGuard. So they will be telling you what is real and what is not real. The same people who, by the way, all made sure that you didn't see Joe Biden's bloody eye during the climate forum. Yeah. Bad optics. That was a great headline from Breitbart. Bad optics. Yeah, they don't want you to. It was spiked by every one of these trustworthy news sources. Except they said Fox and InfoWars and Breitbart. And so the people that they don't want you to see. Now, Fox, you'll be allowed to see. But the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, MSNBC, CNN, none of them did that. Drudge put it right up at the top. That's why they want to take out Matt Drudge as well. Folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, the only thing that keeps us going are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, we have sponsors who carry our programs, our broadcasts on radio and on TV stations. And if you're watching it there, support those sponsors and tell them why you're doing it. But the actual monetary support we get doesn't come from the radio and TV stations. It comes from the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got some great products. As a matter of fact, I tried one of the newest ones, Chill Force, this last weekend. Right now, you can get Chill Force in a package with Brain Force. You know, Brain Force helps you to focus. It keeps you alert. But, you know, sometimes it can be kind of hard to turn that off, even at night. You know, I take Brain Force in the morning along with Wake Up America coffee that we have here at InfoWars. That keeps me alert, helps me to recall. But even at night, after all of that stuff is worn off, I'm still sitting there. If I take a look at the news late in the afternoon, it'll get me going. And I'll be sitting there in bed with these things rolling around in my head, and I can't get to sleep. And so I found that this Chill Force is very effective in terms of helping me to chill out and get rid of the stress, because, quite frankly, I take my freedom very seriously, and it causes me a great deal of stress when I see what's happening with this, as you can hear during this broadcast. So it's very important to make sure that you can chill out, that you can reduce your stress, because it does have effects that go beyond insomnia. I mean, insomnia by itself can create health effects, but the stress can also cause heart disease, high blood pressure. Maybe there's something there. You know, I had a heart attack earlier this year. I need something to chill out, so I found that to be very effective this last weekend. I took that for the first time, and you can get it right now, our new product, Chill Force. It's got some natural ingredients that have long been known to help people to relax. And it's got them in a very effective combination. Get Chill Force along with Brain Force. You can get 50% off the Brain Force in that combination. And we also have some other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. You can buy DNA Force Plus, and you can get a free bottle of, a free large bottle of Carnivore. You can also save 50% off of the DNA Force. And we have another new product, Super Silver Skin Cream, a great skin cream. And it also has nano silver in it. Take a look at all those products. We really do need your support. You've been very good at supporting us through this last year. And you're not going to get the real news anywhere else. You're going to get a very skewed part of the news. And you can see, as this is happening, this is a joint effort between all of the Western governments, as well as the military industrial complex, the police state, surveillance state, all working together to control the information that you see. For example, when we had Mugabe, the Marxist terrorist that became the leader in Zimbabwe and melted down the economy there, but also was a mass murdering dictator, he was represented by all of the press as a hero and a liberator. Even the New York Times, when they called him a despot, they said he began as a hero and a liberator. No, as he said, he was always Marxist, Leninist, Maoist. And as I said last week, and I've got a video about it, I said he would have been the perfect Democrat candidate for 2020. Because what all the Democrats are proposing is precisely what he was about. Take the guns, and then you can burn down the country, and you can enact your Marxist-Leninist paradise, which is basically a dystopia. When we come back, we've got a fake moonwalk video that's been exposed.
Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our bestsellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality, a 25% off a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com. We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out. The new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I talked last week about the environmental radicals in Germany blockading the cars that were coming out of Volkswagen. Volkswagen, again, I almost feel sorry for them. Almost, not quite. They have effectively caved because of the penalties that were put against them by the American bureaucracy, by the EPA. Oh, you cheated on your emissions. That'll be tens of billions of dollars, and we're going to lock up one of your executives, put them in jail, you know, when they go to Orlando to see Disney World. Maybe that's one of the reasons why tourism to America is declining. People realize this is a very serious, very dangerous police state that has evolved here in America. But after all of that beating of Volkswagen, again, nobody was harmed, as we've pointed out many, many times. And I've talked to Eric Peters many, many times about this. We've really hammered this to the audience because you need to understand how thuggish this behavior is. This is really mafia kinds of behavior. Yeah, we're going to protect you. Pay up. And they got the message very quickly. They decided that they would no longer do the, bring in the very, very effective, long-lasting, durable, economical, diesels that they had enhanced, diesel fuel is something that diesel engines not only last for hundreds of thousands of miles, but even if the government decides that they're going to stop allowing people to make fuel, you can always convert these things to run off of vegetable oil or something like that. So if you have a kind of, post-apocalyptic society, you can always get those diesels going. But they don't want that. So they don't want those things around. They got to clear that out of there because they got to clear away your transportation. And it's especially happening in Germany, where they see their industrial base rapidly declining. One of the reasons for that, of course, is because a big part of German industry has been automobiles. And so you've got these protesters not only blockading cars coming out of Volkswagen, who've now tried to, they're working very hard to take the lead and be cheerleaders on electric cars, even to the extent that they are spending hundreds of millions of dollars here in America to put charging stations in place to try to even build an infrastructure so they'll be allowed to be in business. They got the message loud and clear from the federal bullies that if they didn't jump on electric vehicles and become the cheerleaders for them, they were going to be put out of business. So they got that message, but now they've also become the brunt of these protesters who attacked car companies at the Frankfurt Auto Show this last weekend. And what one of these people are saying is, we're on a course for catastrophe. We're in a car and we're driving at 250 kilometers per hour. That'd be about 150 miles per hour toward an abyss. We need fewer cars. No, we don't. What we really need is an Autobahn like they've got in Germany where you can drive 150 miles per hour. That's a, I only wish that we could, have speed limit free, roads here and the maturity to drive them like they do in Germany. But as we look at this move against automobiles, We have some good news coming out of the Trump administration. The Trump administration has reversed the light bulb bans that were put in place by the Bush administration, George W. Bush. The requirement that they did, first they essentially, and you all know this, they banned incandescent bulbs, and they were set to go even further this coming January, January 2020. They had formulated this under the Bush administration, and of course it was continuing implementation under the Obama administration. They were going to remove even more efficient halogen and the remaining incandescent bulbs from the market and require that everybody buy LEDs. And now as the Trump administration is pushing back on this, NPR is livid. They said the Trump administration is trying to protect technology that was first invented in the 1800s. It's like they're trying to protect the horse and buggy from the automobile technology. These are the people who are trying to ban automobile technology because people want it. It was the free market that got rid of the horse and buggy, not government regulation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 million views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, NPR says the Trump administration is trying to bring back the horse and buggy by allowing you to decide what kind of light bulb you want to use. I mean, where is this going to end? I mean, are we going to be allowed to choose the kind of toilets we have in our house next? I mean, this could end in absolute anarchy. Imagine that. You know, we could go back to 3-gallon flushes that actually work. Instead of the ones that are, what is it, 1.6, and you got to flush them 2, maybe 3 times, which, you know, even if you do it twice, that's 3.2 gallons. But no, it's, they said, this is the Trump administration, what they're trying to do with light bulbs. You know, essentially allowing the marketplace and individuals to decide what they want. We can't have that. Can't have that, they say. There's a great article from the American Institute for Economic Research talking about this and the history of the banning of the incandescent bulb. And, yeah, maybe a light bulb could go off in your mind about how all of this micromanagement of our lives and of the economy is, first of all, not a good thing. And secondly, it is counterproductive in the same way that Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution, and as I've said many times, what the Democrats are proposing with the Green New Deal is tantamount to the Cultural Revolution. They want to reduce our lifestyle to that of serfs. And you see in the European Union, where they don't have air conditioning, a massive number of people have died from the heat. Now, I've got the article here somewhere. I think it was something like 1,500 people have died from heat because, you know, and it also happens during the winter because the German government, along with others, has instituted controls over the amount of energy that people can use, you know, by high cost of taxation and so forth. So you got a lot of retirees who cannot afford to heat their home and they die during the winter. The real consequences of this insanity from the environmentalists. But when we take a look at what happened with the light bulb, for example, and get you to understand that these people don't know science, They're addressing something that is not a problem. They're using that as a pretense to control your life. That's what it's really about. This is not for your own good. They're just using this as a tactic of control. And so as the American Institute for Economic Research pointed out, this war against the incandescent light bulb began in 2007 under the George W. Bush administration, continued throughout the Obama administration. Unfortunately, the last factory to make them in the United States shut down in 2010. As Wall Street Journal summed up, if you like your old-fashioned incandescent light bulbs, you can keep buying them. Well, I don't know. I mean, legally you could. Where are you going to get them? You're going to buy them from the Chinese now, I guess? Because, you know, the Chinese are going to be allowed to, under the Paris Climate Accord, which was supposed to address global climate change. No, no, China and India, they'll be allowed to continue to build the most dirty carbon spewing or whatever in their terms, right? Carbon dioxide or whatever. But no, no, they don't have any pollution control on their plants whatsoever. And they'd be allowed to continue to build those without any limitation for decades while ours are capped and reduced. Because it wasn't about global climate change. It was about redistributing wealth and economic manufacturing capacity from our countries to China and to India. That's what the Paris Climate Accord is really about. So yeah, maybe they can manufacture incandescent light bulbs when we can't do it here in the United States. As I point out in that bill from 2017 that came from the Bush administration, they banned light bulbs by wattage, not by name. And by indirect banning, they banned incandescent light bulbs. At first, they said you can't buy incandescent bulbs of 100 watts or more. You know, you can't buy bulbs of 100 watts. Then it got worse. They had to pull 40 and 60 watt incandescent light bulbs, and the factories that produced them were shut down. But then this is where it gets really interesting, I think. As I point out here, they say there was no scientific basis for the ban at all. Going back to the 1980s, Howard Branston, a fellow of the Illuminating Engineering Society of North America, and he was the guy that they went to when they wanted to do a re-illumination of the Statue of Liberty, he argued that the government's metric of lumens per watt was completely bogus because it doesn't consider the quality of light for a room. It doesn't consider the cost of making replacements or the environmental danger of more, quote-unquote, efficient bulbs, because all these fluorescent bulbs that they went to, these spiraling fluorescent bulbs, they have mercury in them. They're very dangerous if you break those in your home and you inhale that mercury. You have to be very careful of the way that you dispose of those light bulbs so that you don't expose yourself to the toxic dust inside of those light bulbs. That was something that wasn't a risk with the incandescent light bulbs. But we're not going to put any of that into our calculations, right? And they're doing the same thing with electric cars. They're not paying any attention, as I pointed out last week, into the massive amount of money that has to go into procuring the components that are going to be used to manufacture these batteries. They haven't paid any attention to the amount of energy that is used to create these batteries. They haven't paid any attention to how poor these batteries are in terms of energy storage compared to fossil fuel, or to your time. Your time isn't worth anything, right? I mean, I can fill up my tank once I do the economic transaction there at the pump. I can fill up my tank in about 40 seconds because I've got a small car, and 10 gallons fills it up. But I can do that in about 40 seconds. But if I had an electric car, it'd take me 45 minutes if I could find a place to charge it. But see, your time isn't worth anything to these people. They don't care about that. And as he points out, the calculation used by the government and other promulgating or promoting the use of compact fluorescence is strictly a mathematical conjecture, and it has nothing to do with reality. But even if the new bulbs were awful, don't they save energy? Well, he said, hoping that lighting is going to make a major contribution borders on ridiculous. We'd be better off promoting occupancy sensors and dimming controls and recommending that all dimmers be set to provide 95% of the power to the light sources and so forth. This is the type of thing that always happens with the government, but it still goes back to our ability to decide what we want to do with our lives. And if you accept this kind of government-imposed austerity and control on your life, then they have established the principle of what they need to do with the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, where they can lock you in the cities, where they can take away your ability to communicate, your ability to defend yourself, your ability to move. They can lock you in a small micro apartment. They can take away your choice about meat and everything else. And they can keep you pacified with high-speed internet, 5G. And we're going to be talking at the bottom of the hour to Justice Knight. We're going to be talking about 5G and the current state of it and why you should be concerned about it. There's so many different problems with that, and yet it is full speed ahead from everybody in Washington. Why? Because the surveillance state wants it. Because they say that it is a part of something that we need to do for security. And I got to ask you, is this really something that is necessary for our security? I think our freedom is necessary for our security. I think our independence is necessary for that. But they're implementing the UN agenda, the 2030 agenda. It has severe consequences for our liberty, for our privacy, and for our health. And so we're going to be talking about that at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back in the next segment, I've got a faked moonwalk video that went viral. Now, you're going to need to see this and an update as to what happened this last weekend. Yes, it has now gotten out. Where is Stanley Kubrick when we need him? We've now had a very embarrassing fake moonwalk video that has been exposed. We'll get into that, show you the video. When we return, stay with us. We'll be right back.
At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for InfoWars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for InfoWars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering InfoWars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, And from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need. And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Yes, we have, and it's been released, a fake moonwalk video. This one coming out of India. They've got a new lunar program that they began last week. And as the headline says, Indian authorities were left red-faced after a moonwalk video went viral. A fake moonwalk. Imagine that, faking a moonwalk video. Well, actually, this was done intentionally. This was done to troll them for spending money on a lunar launch and not doing anything to fix the streets. So they made a moonwalk. The street here is actually a street in an Indian town. And so this was done by some filmmakers there and an actor. And as I pull back, you can see other cars there trying to navigate on this lunar surface. I can relate to that, as you probably can as well. I mean, here in Austin, we have a Department of deconstruction of the roads here that has torn up a road around the airport. It's been this way since before I began working here at InfoWars 7 years ago. And I don't know how long this is going to go. I think that it's going to be basically permanent. I think it's a job creation program for somebody out there. The only time that they ever do anything to any of the roads around here is if they want to add traffic lights and force you onto a government-run toll road. They'll add some additional lanes for tolls, and they've done that now to several roads around here. And then the formerly freely moving roads, they've added traffic lights to, when they could, for a lot less money, if they really had the public interest in mind, they could do an overpass instead of putting up a traffic light, and they could add additional lanes that everybody could drive. Instead, they want to force you into a toll road situation and not replace and not fix the road surfaces. So that's a pretty bad looking road there. And they're just ignoring it as they decide they'll go to the moon. And again, you know, if they can go to the moon, can't they fill in the blank? Well, they can't fix the roads, can they? Or they won't, I should say. So he did a tongue in cheek moonwalk. Yeah, it was a viral video. Where is Stanley Kubrick when we need him? But they did a pretty good job of that. And then, adding insult to injury, here we are a week later, and over the weekend, I'm sad to say that new lunar module that they sent up, and it was going to be a robotic spacecraft that was going to land on the south pole of the moon, they lost contact with it. It crashed. So if they can put a robotic spacecraft on the moon, why can't they fix the roads in India? Well, they can't put a robotic spacecraft on the moon. So they can't fix roads in India either. But as we're looking at space, just last week, you may have seen the reports about the game of chicken that was being played by Elon Musk with the European Space Agency. And they had their Earth observation satellite called Aeolus. They detected that they had a 1 in 1,000 chance of being hit by Starlink 44, one of SpaceX's Starlink satellites. Now, I'm not sure if these are the if the Starlink satellites are the ones that they're putting up in by the tens of thousands to beam 5G at us all over the planet. You know, he's been given the okay by our government to put up 12,000 satellites to broadcast 5G to us. So if you think that you're going to get away with this by blocking the 5G antennas that they're going to be putting like every 50 or so feet, you got another thing coming. They're going to find another way to beam that at you. And so they gave Elon Musk and SpaceX the capability of putting up 12,000 satellites. And then they're not the only company. Boeing and others are doing it. So they've okayed already about 20,000 satellites to be put in near Earth orbit. It's going to be a lot of people who like to do astronomy are complaining about it. Say, we're look up. All we're going to see is these satellites from the big companies. And all the 5G is going to interfere with weather forecasting as well. And weather forecasting is not really in that great a shape to start with, as we saw about all the projections about the trajectory of the hurricane and the effects of that. But the interesting thing about this is that when the European Space Agency realized that the satellite, the SpaceX satellite, was on a potential collision course, they said at a collision course that it was close to 1 in 1,000, they said that's 10 times higher than their threshold that they're comfortable with. So they contacted SpaceX, asked them to move its satellite out of the way. SpaceX refused to. And so, as they pointed out, it turned it into kind of a game of chicken. And kind of what happened, I guess, over the weekend, as Porsche announced their high-end performance electric vehicle. I think it's pronounced Taycan. It's T-A-Y-C-A-N. And they called it a turbo. And, of course, it's not a turbo. It's completely electric. So Elon Musk trolled them in a number of ways. He said, well, we're going to be at the Nürburgring next week. Well, actually, no. If you want a timed event, you got to arrange that months, many, many months in advance. And so, again, he's just kind of blowing smoke like he typically does. But he came out, he says, I don't think you know what turbo means, he said to the people at Porsche. And, of course, they are misusing the term. That is forced air for an internal combustion engine. But many people took on Elon Musk and said, I don't think you know what autopilot means. He's misusing that word as well. We had a lot of people that got stranded last week as they had application that unlocks their car lock up. So they were contacting Elon Musk saying, you know, what's going on with this? The site is down. I can't get into my car. I can't start it. See, when we overly complicate our infrastructure, that's basically what's going to happen. And so people, it began about 4:30 in the morning, Eastern time. A lot of people on the East Coast were trying to go to work because it lasted for several hours, were basically locked out of their cars because the app was down and they couldn't raise anybody on the phone either. But if you really want to know what this is going to look like once we get this UN 2030 agenda, and again, that's why Elon Musk is being subsidized, why electric vehicles in general are being subsidized, because they want to confine you in the cities. They're telling you that electric vehicles are sustainable, and they're the only thing that is sustainable. And as I told you last week, they use energy in a lot of different ways that is not being counted in order to make them look more sustainable. They're being given imputed horsepower numbers that are extremely exaggerated and so forth. As we look at what this is going to look like, though, here's a story out of, this is out of Hong Kong. And this is the world of a 2030 smart city, the world of the future that they want to lock you into. Hong Kong. Luke Chen Tok spends much of his life in the tiny windowless room that he shares with his wife in Hong Kong, where the waiting time for public housing has just hit a near two-decade high. It's because Hong Kong is one of these giant mega cities, and they want to create these everywhere, smart cities. And Google, who has controlled cyberspace, they're now working on controlling urban space as well. The couple share a subdivided flat with six others, Just some of the more than 200,000 people in Hong Kong who live in apartments partitioned into units barely big enough for a bed, sharing toilets, showers, and a small kitchen space. He said, I can't even open the door fully. There is no air, no light, said the 70-year-old. To pacify himself, they watch soaps on a small TV while his wife works part-time. Oh, yeah, you'll be able to do that with your 5G. You can download a movie and you can watch it. So in your tiny micro apartment. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 million views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video. Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you with every order of Super Male Vitality at 25% off a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com. Let's look at what's in the 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Nootropic Brain Formula helps you stay awake and alert throughout the entire day without nasty crash. Greens Detox Formula contains a full daily dose of antioxidants and organic compounds for maximum health. Joint Support Formula gives your joints and tendons what they need to help stay healthy and strong. Krill Oil Formula helps fight inflammation and support a healthy heart and more. Energy Kickstart Formula for another boost of clean energy to keep you going strong. Now let's look at what the PM Pack is loaded with. Immune Support Formula to rebuild your body while you sleep. Sound Sleep Formula helps you get a better night's sleep and fall asleep faster. Bone Support Formula. Minerals and other compounds chosen to promote strong and healthy bones. And another dose of krill oil to supercharge your brain and your entire body as you sleep. I'm offering it at 65% off. The 8-Pack Power Stack Dust Till Dawn AM PM Formula $39.95 at InfoWarsLife.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty.
Tree.
It's your move. You're listening.
listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty.
Welcome back. If you want to be free, part of it is to have the liberty to move around and to be able to own property. And they want to take that away from you. That's really the issue behind smart cities. And what's behind smart cities is the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. I just read for you what that's going to look like. Hong Kong is a good example of that. A subdivided flat that this couple shares with six others. And they take a small flat, a small apartment, and they chop it up so six people have a room that is just barely big enough for a bed. And then they share the toilet, they share the shower, they share the kitchen with those other six people. Seven different groups of people, couples. Seven couples in a small apartment. They've got a private bed. Everything else is shared. And some of the signs that came up as in some of these Hong Kong protests, one person put up a protest sign that said 7K, in other words, 7,000 Hong Kong dollars, that'd be $893. $893 for a house like a cell? And you think we're afraid of jail? In other words, it is prison, folks. And it is a prison that has been designed for you by the United Nations. And the key technology for all this, the substrate to make all this happen, is 5G. Now, joining me now is Justice Knight, and he has been talking a lot about 5G. I wanted to get him on. You find him at Justice A. Knight. That's J-U-S-T-U-S, JusticeAKnight.com. You can also find him on YouTube, Justice Knight, BitChute also, and Twitter, at Justice A. Knight. And I wanted to talk to him about 5G because he talks about artificial intelligence, surveillance, and, of course, how all of this technology affects your freedom and your politics. So joining us now is Justice Knight. Thank you for joining us, Justice.
David, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it, sir.
Well, thank you for coming on. What do you make of the 5G, and do you see it the same way that I do, as an enabling technology that is not only a threat to our health, but a massive threat to our liberty, our privacy, our freedom, and really kind of a way to confine us in this type of society that we already see rolled out in Hong Kong and other big cities?
100%. I mean, 5G has multi-facets that we have to be concerned about. It's not only the Internet of Things, the IoT that you always see referred to. It's not only the smart cities, which you refer to, and not only the surveillance capabilities, but also the health effects of, you know, what they so nicely classify as non-ionizing radiation, almost to make it seem innocent. And this technology is far from anything but innocent. And I'm even going to stay away from the shock and awe tactics of, you know, you get into active denial systems. And I'm going to kind of stay a little bit away from that, just because that on a bigger scale, although a portion of what this technology could do, the larger reality is exactly what you said. When you see Hong Kong, you see people in the streets ripping down these surveillance towers, literally yes, chopping them down, because they understand what this technology looks like. And in some ways here in America, we don't. I don't think we have a true appreciation for what that Orwellian arm is going to look like. These people literally are putting their lives at stake. They know the regime they're facing. They know China is over their shoulder watching them. Who, by the way,
and it's not any theory. There's no conspiracy theory here at all.
No.
I mean, it is already being done in China. They brag about the fact that if you do everything exactly the way that they want, and you say everything that they want you to say, and you don't say anything that they don't want you to say, you don't push back against the government narrative. They said, if you do, you can go anywhere you want. If you don't, you will not move a single foot. And so they've already enacted a massive biometric surveillance and social credit score system there. And here in the United States, we've already seen Facebook and Google start to implement that same type of stuff. They've banned people from cyberspace at the same time that Google is working on setting up their own urban space where they will control it. You know, the smart city project they've got up in Toronto called Sidewalk Labs. And some of the liberals who joined onto that thinking that it was going to be some kind of a sustainable environmental thing, as they looked at it, a lot of them said, I'm not going to have anything to do with this because this is nothing other than around the clock surveillance of every detail of our life and monetizing everything that we're doing here. They realized that that model in physical urban space is exactly the way that Google operates in cyberspace.
And they are here. The social credit score is here. Don't kid yourself
yes,
for a second, and don't think it is. Just look at Airbnb. I mean, they can literally block you by a bad report. There's monitors going into nightclubs that will, soon enough, you'll see it in a nightclub near you where you're going to have to scan in either via fingerprint. They're not completely releasing the entire, but this will give a profile of what you've done in the past at another bar.
Yeah,
this is the system.
It's already here.
It's already here. It's no joke.
But it's just privatized. So it's okay, according to reason, some of these other places. It's okay because that's not being done by the government per se in that particular instance, right? They've got a system that's done by a company, and they've got a biometric database of all the people that they've had issues with or that they think they might have issues with. And so it's a private company that is deciding that you're not going to be allowed to go anywhere. So it's okay when that's done. And that's the thing that I hear on internet censorship. I see that from the Cato Institute. I see it from the Heritage Foundation. They're saying it's okay because it's a private company doing this. But the private companies are working in conjunction with the government.
And they're given protection under government law.
Yes.
So, and it's a very slippery slope because I'm much like you. I'm very fact-driven. I'm research-driven. And you have to be careful because I hear that same argument all the time, but they're a private company, they can do whatever they want. No, in actuality, they can't. The protections allow them, and we allow them to remain isolated from any litigation based on what, let's say, if I post on YouTube, for example, what I post I'm liable for. YouTube or Google is not. Well, if you want to enjoy that protection under the Constitution of the United States, you can't piecemeal that together. You can't pick one portion you agree with and another portion you don't agree with. And that's our point. Again, no conspiracy, factual information here. I don't want to get too far off track to where you were asking about 5G and the smart cities. And there was an article just recently that came out. And I don't know, everybody's starting to watch football again. It's that season. And we try to keep everything timely. Yeah. And the funniest article came out that 5G is installed in, I think it's 12 stadiums right now. Across the country, but yet it doesn't work throughout the entire stadium. So you're
that's hopeful.
Yeah, that's hopeful, right? Your average consumer read that and probably said, okay, great. Well, how come it doesn't work? Well, it doesn't work in the causeways, and it only works in portions of the portions of the stadium. My concern there is this kind of validates everything we've been talking about 5G, because everybody's heard there's going to be a lot more transmitters. And again, I'm going to put this very basically. I do this for my audience too. We can get hyper technical all day long. It doesn't change the facts. The facts are that there will be transmitters beyond what anybody can imagine.
That's right.
And what,
because
and
they
what
look at this and they say, well, here's a problem. Oh, it's not a problem. You know, we look at that and say, well, yeah, it's not reaching all these people. Well, we got a solution for that. We'll put even more transmitters everywhere.
Everywhere. And they shroud it. Don't worry. It's going to help you with self-driving cars. And my thought is, I've been on the highway system and the expressway system. You can't cover a stadium with 5G transmitters enough to make it work throughout the entire area of the stadium, but yet you're telling me the 5G is actually capable of helping me with smart driving vehicles because it knocks down the latency is what they're claiming. It's claiming for one car not to smash into the back of another, they need a much faster latency. In its purest form, they aren't inaccurate. That's what 5G and faster transmitting speeds would do. There's truth in that statement. However, how are you going to leapfrog from an entire stadium full out there? Well, you know, if you're watching a Bears game, let's say, and you're on one side of the stadium, it works and it doesn't, but yet you're telling me you're going to cover an entire expressway and highway system for smart vehicles with this technology, because that's how you're selling it to me.
That's how you're selling it. And what they're doing is they're selling that justice. They're telling us, hey, we need to have this 5G stuff so we can get the smart cars, the self-driving cars to work. And most people don't want a self-driving car. And most people don't want to live in the city. And so they're saying, well, we want you to live in the city. We want you to have a self-driving car. So we've got to have this technology here. And it's like, you guys have got this completely backwards. And we're concerned about not only the proliferation of these antennas, but the fact the way this technology works is that they also focus, they multiplex these signals. But as it's your turn to be the focus of attention of all these antennas, they all turn all of their transmission directed at you at the same time. So you're getting some pretty hefty, if you're in range, you're going to get some pretty hefty shots there at those times. We'll be right back.
And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video. We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory. The DNA Force 50% off sale has to end in just a few days because we're selling out of the free bottle of carnivore digestive enzyme we give you with each purchase. Listeners agree DNA Force Plus is one of the best formulas ever from InfoWarsLife.com. With DNA Force Plus, you get more than 15 premium and patented ingredients, including LVATP, a patented one-of-a-kind compound that's been clinically shown to increase ATP and support improved strength, power, and performance in athletes. PQQ, over 1,000 studies have been published on its health benefits, from enhancements in short-term memory to improved energy and metabolism. Cordyceps sinensis. It is thought to be one of the most powerful adaptogens available. Coenzyme Q10. Found in every human cell, CoQ10 plays a key role in heart health, brain health, and even helps protect DNA. These amazing ingredients and others make it easy to see why so many listeners swear by DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of this special before we run out. Get DNA Force Plus for 50% off and get a free bottle of carnivore at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Justice A. Knight, and we're going to get back to him talking about 5G, surveillance, artificial intelligence, how that is rolling out. Why should we be concerned about 5G? Well, I told you what it's like in Hong Kong, the micro apartment, seven couples crammed into a tiny flat, each of them having a quote unquote private area, where they can just barely fit a bed, and then they share the toilet, they share the shower, they share the kitchen and so forth. That is the future that has been designed for you by the United Nations, and it's being implemented by our own government here, as that's part of this rollout with 5G. It's necessary for that Internet of Things, including your self-driving car. Well, actually, it won't be your car. You'll be renting it by the ride. You won't have any private transportation. You won't have the ability to communicate the way that you want. They will control everything. It's the Chinese social credit system, writ large. It is a global plan. The UN started talking about doing that in the 21st century. They had the UN Agenda 21. Sometime in the 21st century, we're going to lock everybody in these megacities. They got more specific about it, called it the UN 2030 Agenda. And if you hear these people, they're all talking about 2030 as the year certain that this is going to be finished by. We'll talk more about that with Justice in just one moment. Before we do, I want to mention that today Will Johnson's show, Firepower, is going to premiere at 7 p.m. Central Time, 7 to 9 tonight. You'll have the premiere of Firepower. That'll be Will Johnson's new show. And again, you can find that and all of our shows at band.video. That's where you'll find the archives for this show, as well as Alex's show, War Room, Firepower. All those shows you'll find at band.video, because you won't find us on social media. We were too effective. They banned us. Think Progress just collapsed because nobody wanted to watch it. They had to take us off when we were number one on the App Store. But you can still find our videos at band.video. And if you want to support us and make sure that we're able to add more shows, make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great new products as well as some specials on existing products. We've got 50% off DNA Force, plus you get a free bottle of Carnivore. We have 25% off Super Male Vitality and a bottle of free Carnivore. We have a couple of new products, not only Super Silver Skin Cream, a great skin cream with nano silver, but we also have a new product, Chill Force, and we've paired that with Brain Force. You know, you need to be alert in the morning. That's why you have coffee in the morning, but you don't want to be drinking coffee at night. You want to be able to chill out. You want to be able to get some sleep, and we've got some very powerful but natural ingredients put together in a product called Chill Force. You can get 50% off Brain Force and try Chill Force and the Brain Force, Chill Force combo pack. And as I said, I tried it this weekend. Very, very effective, very calming, without putting you directly to sleep. It's very, very calming. And it's a lot of, as I said, a lot of natural ingredients. I was familiar with ashwagandha. That's an Indian herb that helps people to calm down. Many other natural ingredients all combined in Chill Force. And you'll find all that at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's get back to Justice A. Knight, and you'll find him at JusticeAKnight.com, as well as on YouTube, BitChute, and Twitter. Justice, we were just talking about 5G, and again, as this is being rolled out, it's many scientists have said this is the biggest experiment on humanity that we've ever rolled out. But there have been experiments in the past. I talked about the research of Dr. Alan Fry, a kind of ironic that his name is Fry, when he was talking about how electromagnetic radiation really does fry you without you feeling the heat. You know, we had a technician who was able to hear the radar and so forth, got him to start doing biological research on the effects of radiation. And he's been sounding the alarm on this going back into the 1990s, but nobody's listening.
Well, nobody listens because they want to ignore all the reports. They want to ignore this document here from the EPA. It was actually written by came from Janet Newton, who wrote to him and said, none of your standards, are for heat on tissues. In other words, tissue heating up. Mm-hmm. They're not for the long-term effects of what this new form of radiation will do. And you can use your microwave as an example. Your microwave's operating at about 2.4 to 2.8 gigahertz. It's funny because the World Health Organization, the same ones who declare that it isn't dangerous for 5G, declared that in this document here, microwaves are dangerous. Okay, narrow basis, but that stays within the box of the microwave. It doesn't. It actually does leak out in certain cases. But microwaves use a much longer band. So if you picture a very long curve, it's able to penetrate into food. Now, when you're getting into 5G, they're going to declare it's a very tight band, and it goes up and down very quickly, and that's how the active denial works and why the active denial system only burns what feels like a very small portion of your skin, because it can't penetrate. So when you start studying the science behind this, and the scientist that you mentioned is spot on, because this is a long-term, I guess you got to look at almost more of a slow kill than a fast kill. Everybody's looking for the smoking gun here of the fast kill. This equipment can't even generate that. It would burn itself up before it ever got to that. However, it can substantiate a long cycle of ongoing radiation that has never been studied to this degree. Because when these new transmitters are on, they're on. And what's even more terrifying about them is they can direct a signal. That's much different than what we have right now. These 5G transmitters technically can find your phone on or off. It doesn't matter. It will locate that phone, and multiple transmitters can target that phone. That's why we're concerned about the surveillance portion. That's very hard for your average American to put their arms around, because it's been around us the whole time. So what's the big deal? Yeah, it gets to my phone. It gets my GPS. Oh, no, this is much different. This is when you're getting into stackable, findable. And again, you're just throwing up one of the documents there on the screen, which is phenomenal, because they weren't the only ones who've sounded warnings, by the way. You get into this letter here. This is 2019 of this year. And this was to Ajit Pai, the man who auctioned off the spectrum to begin with, who allowed for it to be auctioned off. Because not only do we have towers now on the ground that work as if the military towers do to track people within buildings, it's the same setup, it's the same stackability of the transmitter. But we had NOAA come out and say, hey, by the way, and let's take Hurricane Dorian, for example. Accuracy is paramount when we have national tragedies coming in. Well, NOAA came out and said, please don't turn on the signal. What's the big deal, right? Well, it just so happens that the minute they turn on 5G, weather prediction accuracy goes down 30% overnight.
Wow. They don't care about tracking hurricanes as long as they can track political dissidents, right?
That was much easier, much easier. Yeah. And when you get up to the 6G scale, which is already being tested, now you're spot on, David, because that's exactly what that does. That can find a gun in a building through a brick wall. So, and we always have to watch precursors. You do the same thing I do. I watch precursors, because what you're seeing on the surface, don't take it at face value. You're always years and years and years behind the curve. So when they're saying they can fill a stadium, or they can't even do a stadium yet, they're well beyond that. That's just what they're publicly launching to make sure the public feels good at their football game that they got faster download speeds. I don't need faster download speeds. I don't know about you, David. I don't need a self-driving car.
That little clip that we're showing as B-roll, that was one guy, he spent like $1,500 to get a 5G phone. He heard that they had it, and I think it was Connecticut. So he takes his film crew up there. Let's check this out. And of course, he had difficulty, you know, getting a signal in a lot of different places. But one place where he did get the signal, he shows the speed check there, and the thing is just off of the chart. And you see his eyes getting really big. It's like, whoa, this is great. I can download an entire movie in no time. But we're selling our souls for this.
Selling your souls, you're selling your health. We already know the long-term effects of even 3G or 4G or your Wi-Fi in your home that technically operates really close to 5G. That the long-term damage that, and it was funny because during your commercial break, you were talking about disturbing sleep. Sensations of uneasiness. These are proven already. That's, again, you're out of the realm of this so-called conspiracy title they use so much into actual science. The problem with 5G is there's very limited science, because even if there was, they're going to cover it. They're not going to allow a study. The EPA immediately after this disclosure stopped their research into it and said, okay, we're just going to let this go for right now. Even though the final line of this document says with an exposed population that includes children, the elderly, and people with various debilitating physical and medical conditions, not easy for me to say, obviously, it would be beneficial to stop any further rollout. These are in documentation, everybody throwing, but because of Agenda 2030, and we know they want to shove everybody into small cities, like you were saying, this technology will allow every surveillance capability they need to watch you.
That's right, because your life, your liberty, your property don't mean anything to these people. It's all about being able to control you. Thank you so much, Justice A. Knight, and you can find him at justiceaknight.com, on Twitter the same, also on YouTube and BitChute. That's it for the broadcast. Thank you for listening.
Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality, at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.